time for us to jump into today's segment for Right for Education. And today, as I had mentioned earlier, we are discussing what really makes a good politician. And this article is by Oliver Baker of Right for Education. A politician is a person who is professionally involved in politics, either holding or seeking an office in government. And when in office, politicians actually help to produce the policies which govern a country. Otherwise, they may engage in party politics, campaign for particular issues, and then debate with fellow politicians. Actually, they matter. Politicians matter for the same reasons that politics matters. As we care about how we are governed and how we are governed and how power is shared in society, we should also care about who governs us and who wields the power. If we want to protect democracy, for example, we must ensure that politicians introduce laws according to the will of the citizens and remain accountable to the people. It is important to know that what makes a good politician, this so that we can evaluate our own leaders as well as being in the best position to enter the world of politics ourselves. Much of what makes a good politician basically depends on one's perception of the right way of doing politics. In democracies, politicians need to be able to actually and effectively represent the people. They should be able to listen to voters and determine what they want. Politicians should also be honest and follow through with their promises in order to remain credible and trustworthy. They should be willing to compromise in a system where there are a variety of views to reach consensus. In non-democratic countries, politicians need to be strong-willed to keep social cohesion. It is also important that they have similar outlooks to their citizens so that they maintain high public support. And in all regimes, good politicians should be compassionate, confident, and able to lead. These characteristics will help politicians work out the most beneficial course of action and secure high public approval. I want to believe that we either know people who possess or do not possess some of these characteristics. And I can tell you one thing. This knowing what a good politician should be is very important in the way we make judgments and also how we elect people into power. All right. And yeah, exactly that. But jumping back into this, we're going to look at two examples, a successful politician and a controversial politician. And taking an example of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf as a successful politician. Ellen became the Liberian president and the first democratically elected African female president in 2006. I want to believe that she'll remember that. And much of her success as a politician came down to her compassion and commitment to women's rights and education as means to end poverty. Her ability to lead effectively and her vast experience in the World Bank and UN development programs enabled her to improve Liberia's economy, national security, and relationships with other countries. Criticizing previous governments over corruption and always striving for equality and justice. Really, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was really a politician with high integrity. In contrast, we have, for example, Omar al-Bashir. Al-Bashir seized power in 1989 from the democratically elected al-Mahdi. He alienated the people by dispersing all political parties and shutting down private media outlets. He has shown no compassion or concern for international relations after directing acts of violence against South Sudan. He has lost all credibility after siphoning $9 billion out of his country's funds. Good politicians really come in all different shapes and sizes, but they all have in common a concern for their people and an ability to lead. It is very important to know what makes a good politician so that we can hope to have them. This is a very, very important subject given the fact that Lesotho will be going into national elections next year in the year 2022. And it is very important to start questioning some of the characteristics of the politicians that will be standing as candidates for the election next year. It's a wrap in today's Rightful Education segment here on the AM Plug with Josh on Sky Alpha HD, Radio to the Stars.